Order, order.
The week in the House was dominated by the Pike River coal mine disaster as Parliament joined the nation in mourning the loss of the 29 men trapped underground by an explosion late on the afternoon of Friday the 19th. Starting the week as usual at 2 on Tuesday, the House heard first from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr Speaker, I move that the House express its concern to all those involved in the Pike River mine explosion, the miners themselves, those battling to save them, their families and friends, and the people of New Zealand who are waiting and watching with increasing distress as this tragedy unfolds.
After hopes that the men were still alive were extinguished by a second explosion the next day, it fell to Mr Key's deputy, Bill English, to start Thursday's sitting by leading the House and mourning their loss.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I move that this House mark the tragic loss of life that has occurred at the Pike River mine, express its deepest sympathy to the family and the friends of the men who died, thank the rescue teams and support teams who were so willingly prepared to help, and acknowledge the profound impact on the communities this disaster has affected.
Mr English spoke of the men's character.
These were men who knew the strain and satisfaction of physical work, who lived in a community where teamwork, hard work and practical skill are respected. They were breadwinners for their families and earners for their community. They died not fighting a war in a strange land nor taking undue risks. They died shockingly going to work.
And the special nature of that work was the subject of the next eulogy from Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King.
Few other jobs build the sense of brotherhood and loyalty to each other that miners have, and the West Coast reputation of stoic, strong fighters arises out of that mining tradition. Now, Mr Speaker, all that strength of character and fighting spirit is going to be needed in the days ahead.
Looking to the immediate future, Mr English said the next step was to make the mine as safe as possible so the men's bodies could be recovered.
It is also natural and appropriate that New Zealanders are seeking answers to how this disaster occurred. Families want certainty about the events leading up to their loved ones' deaths. And we all need to know how such a disaster can be prevented in the future. Cabinet will confirm the details of a commission of inquiry at its next meeting on Monday, along with any other inquiries that may be deemed appropriate.
Speaking for the Greens, Greymouth resident Kevin Haig singled out Pike River Coal's chief executive, Peter Whittle, for special mention.
I know Peter personally, but I want to take this public opportunity to convey the Green Party's thanks, enormous sympathy, but also our tremendous respect for the integrity, responsibility and compassion that he has unfailingly shown. And I'm sure that that's a feeling shared by the nation.
For the ACT Party, their leader, Rodney Hynes, said the disaster should not be allowed to end mining on the West Coast.
Rather, we must find out how this happened and we must see what lessons we can learn from it.
Mr Hynes' hopes were shared by the Progressives' Jim Anderton.
It will be the best possible tribute to those who died if we carefully examine the most comprehensive safety means possible before we put any more miners in harm's way.
Jim Anderton was followed by United Futures' Peter Dunn.
And Mr Speaker, I suppose the only thing we can now hope for is that the bodies are recovered quickly, that there can be closure through the memorial services, and that those who suffered and died so unnecessarily can at last rest in peace.
Then the House joined the Māori Party's Te Uarua Flavel in standing to sing a waiata.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Whakaria mai, storypeka ki au.
Members remain standing at the Speaker's request to observe a minute's silence as a mark of respect.
I thank honourable members. The House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 7 December 2010.
and that adjournment after just 44 minutes ended Thursday's sitting, devoted entirely to the Pike River coal mine disaster as a mark of respect for the 29 miners, their families and friends, and the people of the West Coast. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.